watching and singing as the Son of David approaches. Today we are all pilgrims, lining the streets of Holy Zion, waving our palms, bowing our heads, chanting our praises. Today we are all sons of Abraham, baptized into Christ, washed in the blood, redeemed by the Lamb. Behold, the Savior approaches. Lift up your heads and see, David's son and David's Lord draws near. Hear the hymns of saints and angels, those who've gone before and those who come after, all lend their voices. The Father beckons his glory from heaven. The crowds thunder their praise from earth. The disciples remember the scriptures. The Pharisees murmur against him, plot his death. The Romans watch with anxious curiosity, one hand on the spear, the other hand on the sword. Here comes Jesus, Son of Mary, the begotten of the Father. Here comes the Lamb, the sacrifice to end all sacrifices. Here comes Yeshua Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, the raiser of the dead. Today he enters Jerusalem as her king. Today he steps closer to Calvary, for the axe has readied the wood for the burnt offering. The Word made flesh has gone out from his heavenly chamber, and today seeks the redemption of his bride, the daughter of Zion. He comes unto his own. Will his own receive him? They did not then. Will you now? He comes in humility on a colt. The crowds laid their garments before his path. You confess your sins. Comes in love. Will you believe it? These things are written, these things are preached and proclaimed, that you may believe on his name, and by believing have eternal life. Jesus comes for Jew and Gentile, slave and free, man and woman, infant and elderly. He comes for one, he comes for all. He comes for you, so that you too would be joined to him like a bridegroom to his bride. But his bride has been abused. His people have been misled. His beloved exploited and oppressed. The devil, the world, and our own sinful nature have had the best of us, ruled us with fear and anxiety, taught us to trust in princes, chariots, horses, men who followed their lead, indulged in their drink, consumed their mammon. Rust and moth have eaten away at our treasures. Worms have spoiled our bread. Our souls are dried up as potsherd. Sweat of our brow we labor day in and day out with little to show for it. We bear a heavy burden, a burden we were never created to bear. Our sins weigh us down, and they trouble our conscience. We are unclean, and our hearts know it. We have returned to the trough of this world only to find the dog's vomit waiting for us. We suffer a horrible curse. The grave awaits us. Who will save us from this wretched body of death? Who would dare die for a sinful person like me, like you, like them? Would Caiaphas, Pilate, or Herod? Would Donald, Hillary, Bernie, or Ted? Put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of men, for the sons and daughters of Adam cannot forgive sins, nor can they conquer death. They cannot save. Their strength is too weak. Their arms are too short. Their vows are long on words as they babble on the street corner or pontificate from their stages, offering the multitude spoiled bread, poisoned drink, mammon, which is sweet to the flesh, but sour. Death the soul. Lend your ears instead to the Word, beloved. Listen to the evangelist. Hear the prophet. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming. coming to you riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey, even David's son and David's Lord. He is Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus the Messiah. He is no Gentile ruler, nor is he an elected official. He is your king, the King of kings and Lord of lords, and he draws near to lift you out of the pit of despair. The advent of your redemption rides upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. He bears no sword, except the sword of the Spirit. He brings no army, save the poor, the lame, the destitute, the widow and their children. He loves sinners, and he delights himself with their presence, and so he comes in love. He comes to save. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Your King is coming. Coming to fight the cosmic enemies of your soul. Coming to wrestle sin into death. Coming to conquer the grave from the inside. Coming to bear his right arm and his left. Coming to be stretched out on the wood as a sin offering for the world. Coming to save Jew and Gentile, slave and free, man and woman, infant and elderly. He is coming to Jerusalem to be established on his throne. A throne of wood. And above his head will read Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. His coronation will be one of mockery. Thorns will adorn his brow. Leather will strike his back, iron will pierce his flesh, blood will anoint the altar and sanctify the whole earth. The king will die for his subjects. The bridegroom will be crucified for his bride. The promises will be fulfilled. Sinners will be rescued. The grave shall forever lose its sting when Jesus rises on the third day. Oh, beloved, listen to the holy word this morning and let your soul feast on this heavenly bread. Taste and see that the Lord is good, for all that is necessary for your eternal redemption has been accomplished. All that is needed for your heavenly nuptials has been purchased. The path for your triumphal entry into paradise has been blazed by one who loves you and has given himself into death for you. Scarcely will a righteous man die for someone. While we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us, for you and me, for all. His resurrection is the certain salvation of your wretched body of death. Therefore, don't be offended by his passion. Don't stumble over his cross, nor be scandalized by the depths of his love for you in the shedding of his blood. For Jesus was lifted up to draw all men unto himself. Approach the font. The font of his passion. Remember your baptism into Christ's death and resurrection. Draw near the body of the Lord. Feast on his flesh. Drink of his blood. Abide in his word, for his word endures forever. He forgives your sins. He washes away your spots, stains, and blemishes. He pledges a good conscience before God. He adorns you with his coat of many colors and promises you life. New life, eternal life, for Jesus has come that you may have life and have it abundantly, your cup filled to the brim, even overflowing into the lives of others. Surely goodness and mercy will follow the faithful all the days of their lives. Oh. Beloved in the Lord, who is the one stirring the crowds this morning? Who fills the multitude's hearts with praise? Who gifts them with palm branches? Acts as the commander of the righteous, heralds the coming Messiah, loosens the tongues of babes. From the mouth of babes, the Lord has ordained praise. From the heavens above, the Holy Spirit has been poured out. And it's the same Holy Spirit who today calls unto each and every one of you to repent and believe the gospel. The same Spirit you received in the water and poured within you the love of God. Today your commander bids you to follow the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly armies. Today Jesus marches into battle. Today Jesus redeems his bride with blood. Today he conquers sin through death. Today death is vanquished. Today the gates of hell are burst open. And so today we are all children singing our hosannas. Today we are all pilgrims gathered to celebrate. Today we are the redeemed, washed in the blood, and so today we sing, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Amen.
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 The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.